Welcome to Currently Kirkland. I'm Connie Turman. Green, vibrant, connected, walkable. These are a few words community members use to express how they envision Kirkland in the year 2035. Between now and then, the city will experience a significant increase in jobs and housing. The comprehensive plan is currently being updated to prepare for this growth, inspired by the values shared between Kirkland residents and city officials. The plan includes guidelines on how we can sustain Kirkland's beauty for future generations, where we should concentrate future growth, and how to become the community envisioned by those who live here. Kirkland residents strongly value a walkable community now and in the future. The 10-minute neighborhood analysis was created to help residents talk about what a walkable Kirkland will look like in 2035. Jeremy McMahon from the city's planning department tells us more.
10-minute neighborhood is defined by two key components. One is destination. So when we talk about a 10-minute neighborhood, which was a half-mile walk distance, from where you live, what destinations are available to you? Schools, grocery stores, shopping, restaurants, bars, how many things can you access from where you live? Which brings up access is the second key attribute, which is can you get from point A, your house, to point B, which is one of those destinations.
Yes, I prefer to walk, but sometimes it's not an option. So like for grocery shopping, I mean, I don't want to carry all those groceries. So I actually used to live where the Albertsons was, right next to it, and I would just go there for like convenience. But since they closed it down, now I have to take my car to Safeway or QFC.
So the 10-minute analysis lets us take those two attributes and assign them and figure out where are Kirkland's most walkable neighborhoods.
Walkable neighborhoods have been placed on heat maps as references for future planning.
Yes, the yellow areas, the lighter areas on the map represent areas where there are more opportunities to walk from where you live to where you want to be. So whether that's a kid walking to school or somebody walking for groceries or walking to the park for recreation purposes or just walking out for a cup of coffee at a Starbucks.
From where I live, personally, I can walk just about anywhere. I can get to anything I need. I can get to the grocery store, I can get to the convenience store, I can get to the drug store, I can get to here.
So the yellow represents areas that have those kinds of destinations and also good ways to get from where you live to where you want to be, whereas the purple areas would represent areas that don't have the number of destinations and don't have the accessibility of getting from point A to point B.
In order to maintain the walkable community envisioned by residents, the analysis and heat maps will be used to increase the amount of destinations and improve accessibility over the next 20 years. To learn more about it, go to kirklandwa.gov and search 10-minute neighborhood. Better access to transit is one of the concepts that the 10-minute neighborhood tool analyzes. Imagine Housing, a nonprofit organization dedicated to building affordable housing communities in East King County, just celebrated the opening of a community near the South Kirkland Park and Ride. The new apartment complex is part of a transit-oriented community which provides housing within walking distance of a transit center. In our continued series about nonprofit agencies making a difference in Kirkland, we spoke with Ann Levine, Imagine Housing's executive director.
The mission of Imagine Housing is to transform lives through a combination of affordable housing and supportive services delivered to all of our residents. We believe that providing housing for people on the lower income spectrum so that they can both live and work in our community is critically important and is what drives us.
Imagine Housing builds affordable housing for homeless families, veterans, survivors of domestic violence, seniors, and other low-income people. It currently manages three communities in Kirkland: Francis Village in the Totem Lake neighborhood, Kirkland Plaza, a community for seniors in the Norkirk neighborhood, and the recently opened Velocity in the Lakeview neighborhood.
We see a significant spectrum of housing needs in our community. And it ranges from people experiencing homelessness, including homeless veterans, to low-income seniors on fixed incomes, to people with disabilities also on fixed incomes, often if they can't work, and people who are working in our community but don't earn enough money to be able to afford the exorbitant housing prices in our beautiful Eastside community.
For more about Imagine Housing, search imaginehousing.org. The Salmon Watcher Program is a multi-jurisdictional effort focused at protecting salmon and educating the community in the process. The program involves volunteers watching streams for spawning salmon in King and Snohomish counties. This effort mainly focuses on waters within the Lake Washington watershed. We turn to Jennifer Vanderhoff with the King County Water and Land Resources Division to tell us more.
We are at Longfellow Creek, and this is in the City of Seattle's jurisdiction. We're in West Seattle right now, and there are coho spawning right behind us, or they're at least acting like they're about ready to spawn. When they come in through the locks, they start changing their color. When you see them in the ocean, they're silver. By the time they're ready to start spawning, we call it colored up. So right now, this male behind me is red, quite red in color. Now, when they really get down to business, usually you'll see a pair, a male and a female, and the female is usually more drab in color. The male is wanting to compete for her attention, so she'll spawn with him. And then when she's chosen a mate, some of the behaviors you might see will be what they call gaping, so the male opens his mouth. You'll see this is what we call crossover. So the female is in one place and the male sort of crosses over back and forth. He's just trying to tell her that he's ready whenever she is.
The program's success comes from approximately 120 volunteers that keep a close eye on salmon-bearing waterways.
Every year, for the last 19 years, we've trained volunteers how to identify the local spawning salmon species that they might see.
Although Sean Wellander, a Kirkland resident and volunteer, hasn't seen a salmon yet on his watch at Juanita Creek, he knows what to look for.
Chinook, sockeye, coho, chum, pink, and cutthroat. This is the first year I've done it. I'm a rookie. I've come out about 8 times, and I have yet to see a fish, actually, a salmon. I've seen some crayfish, and one about 6-inch that I'm guessing was probably a freshwater trout, but I've not seen any salmon. I've heard there's one, someone had seen one a little farther upstream, so I'm hopeful.
If you are interested in the Salmon Watcher program, go to kingcounty.gov/salmonwatcher. Tis the season to be busy, and here's an event for your holiday calendar. Kirkland Winterfest Holiday Tree Lighting and Music Festival takes place on November 30th from 2 to 6 p.m. in downtown Kirkland. For event information, visit kirklanddowntown.org/winterfest. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and subscribe to us on YouTube.